Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. Thank you for all that you have been doing for us individually and collectively. Thank you, Everlasting Father. Thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we've had from this previous broadcast. And we say glory be unto your holy name. We commit this day's broadcast into your hands and say, Lord, come and speak to us. Visit us individually. Visit us collectively. Let your word, Lord, let it make meaning in our lives. Let your word transform. Let your word heal. Let your word deliver us. Let your word give us that gift of salvation in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, once again, I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today we shall be looking at what I titled, Speak the Word. Speak the Word. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 7, reading from verse 1 to 10. Luke 7, reading from verse 1 to 10. The Bible says, when Jesus had finished saying all this, he said to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you to do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed." Somebody will hear the word today and will receive his or her healing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word that you hear today will make meaning for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there are key things I want us to learn from the passage that we have just read. One thing there, we can see there that the centurion heard about our Lord Jesus Christ and he went looking for him. Brothers and sisters, what use do you put to that word of God that you hear? The word of God that you hear, what importance did you place on it? The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4, reading from verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is alive." His word is alive. The word of God is not dead. See, for the word of God is alive and active. You see, it is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That is the word of God. The word of God comes with power. The word of God can deliver. The word of God can heal. The word of God can make way for you where there are no ways. Brothers and sisters, the word of God that you hold on to is the one that can make a difference in your life. The word of God that you believe in is the one that can make a difference in your life. This man, when his servant was sick, he had to tell Jesus that you don't even need to come to my house. Just say the word. That word, I believe that word is more than able to turn things around for me. And I pray that that will be your own portion too, in the name of Jesus. Whatever value you place on something, it also depends on the level of sacrifice you are ready to offer. Brothers and sisters, if you do not value something, it's not possible for you to be able to make great sacrifice. And you can see in this passage that the centurion was ready to do everything for his servant. He was ready to do everything for his servant. Why? Because that servant is a loyal servant. The Bible refers to that servant as a valued servant. Can you and I be said to be a valued servant of God? Can you and I be said to be a valued servant of God? Because for the word of God to be able to make a difference in your life, God needs to begin to see you and I as a valued servant. And the Bible describes that valued servant there in that passage. There it was saying that, look, when I tell my servant, do this, he's going to do it. When I say go there, he goes there. He doesn't question me. He doesn't rationalize it. He doesn't give me excuses why he cannot do it. When I say go, he goes. When I say come, he comes. Can that be said of you? If that cannot be said of you, then you cannot be regarded as that faithful servant. You cannot be regarded as somebody that really knows the power in the word of God. Because the word of God itself is our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, so if you say you love him and you do not obey his word, you do not follow his word, it's not possible for that word to work for you. You and I cannot afford to select the word of God that will work for us. We want the word of God to work for us when we need healing. We want the word of God to work for us when we need deliverance or when we need promotion, when we need something from God. But when it comes to doing the will of God, to follow his instructions, we do not want the word of God to work for us. Brothers and sisters, it's not like that. You cannot afford to cherry pick the word of God that you want to obey. All the word of God, they are important, and you have that responsibility to obey his word at all times, whether it suits you, whether it does not suit you. I also want us to know that prayer is not a substitute for the word of God. You see, prayer is not a substitute for the word of God. Prayer and the word of God, they go side by side. They complement each other. This centurion was saying that, look, just say the word. He was praying to Jesus by pleading to him to come and heal his servant. But at the same time, he said, just say the word. The two of them goes together. You cannot separate one. You can't say, oh, I'm praying, and I'm not studying the word of God. In fact, for you to be able to pray effectively, for your prayers to make any meanings in the ear of God, you need to really know the relevant word of God that apply to that matter that you are bringing to the throne of God. You see, if you do not really know what God says concerning an issue, it's not easy for you to even pray to God effectively concerning that issue. Because you need to take his word back to him. You need to remind him of his word. Because his word is yea and amen. He says, none of my word will return void unto me without fulfilling that which is sent to do. So you cannot say, oh, I'm a very good prayer warrior, but I do not study the word of God. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, He said, consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. So for you to really know this God, you can't say you have faith, you don't know the word of God. The word of God must dwell richly in you. You must be able to follow his instruction. The Bible also tells us in the book of John chapter 3, reading from verse 36. John 3, reading verse 36, it says, whoever believes in the Son, that is the word of God, has eternal life. Whoever believes is his Son, have eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, or for God's wrath remains on him. So whoever does not believe in that word of God, whoever does not follow, obey the word of God, the Bible says that person will not see eternal life. And you and I want to see eternal life, and I pray that we not miss it in the name of Jesus. Another version says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. You want to see life. I pray that indeed the grace to obey the word of God to the letter, you will do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also want us to know, brothers and sisters, that this God that we serve, when we are talking about obeying his word, is number one instruction for you and I as Christians, is that you and I should go out to the world and tell the whole world about him. You see, he said, it makes us to understand that you have a responsibility to go there and tell the whole world about him. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So the word of God coming to you today, brothers and sisters, is that you should seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first his kingdom. Tell the world about him. Let the world know that you serve a God with whom nothing is impossible. Just like this man, this centurion, he trusted in our Lord Jesus Christ. He believed in the word of God, and he was able to receive a miracle for his servant. So, brothers and sisters, are you believing this word of God? Are you walking in line with the word of God? Do you value the word of God? Are you choosing the part of the word of God you want to believe? Or you believe the entire word of God? Even so, as you are hearing me today, even if you do not have a relationship with this God, it's not possible for you to believe his word. But having heard me today, I'm giving you that opportunity to believe him, to hold on to his word, to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. I pray for everyone that have listened to this message. I pray that the word of God will do you good. The word of God will transform you. The word of God will deliver you. The word of God will take you higher and higher beyond your wildest imagination. It will perfect all that concerns you. Wherever you go, the peace, the love, and the joy of God will permeate in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.